It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
While the situation in Ukraine fluctuates between horrific war zone and hell on earth, Russian forces have now taken control of their first city in eastern Ukraine, Kremina, with a population of 18,000 as part of their new offensive in the Donbas region. The governor of the Luhansk region, Serhiy Gadai, said in a Tuesday briefing that the Ukrainian soldiers have entrenched themselves in new positions and continue to fight the Russian army. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials have been trying to evacuate civilians from those densely populated areas in the east as Russia confirmed that it had launched a new phase of its war. The U.S. and other countries are working to get more military aid to Ukraine, and there are reports that officials have reached an agreement with Russia to establish a humanitarian corridor for the evacuation of women, children, and the elderly from the besieged areas. But we've seen that movie before, and the outcome is not good. Meanwhile, pressure is mounting for the U.S. and NATO countries to provide additional military assistance. And according to senior Biden administration officials, the U.S. is preparing another $800 million package for Ukraine. This comes a week after the Biden administration authorized a separate $800 million security package. Here at home, the administration announced new actions to help those struggling with out-of-control student debt. These changes will push 3.6 million borrowers at least 3 years closer to the point where they can receive loan forgiveness through what's known as the Income-Driven Repayment Program, or IDR. That same program also promises loan forgiveness after 20 to 25 years of making regular payments. Thousands of borrowers, though, will immediately see forgiveness through the IDR program after Tuesday's actions are fully implemented. By the end of March, more than 700,000 of the 43 million federal student loan borrowers had seen their outstanding debt discharged under the Biden administration, totaling more than $17 billion in debt relief. Sounds like Biden's been busy. His administration is also finally reinstating parts of a landmark environmental law that required federal agencies to consider climate implications and speak with local communities before they break ground on highways, pipelines, or other such projects. That protection was eliminated in 2020 by the former guy. Well, under President Biden's changes, regulators will again have to consider how government actions contribute to greenhouse gas emissions and burden communities, particularly poor and minority communities, subject to disproportionate pollution levels. So by now you've heard that a Trump-appointed federal activist judge in Florida struck down the mask mandate on airplanes and other forms of public transportation on Monday. And since then, most of the major airlines have announced that masks are no longer required on domestic flights and on some international flights. Well, that judge, who was confirmed to a lifetime appointment by Republicans despite a not qualified rating by the Bar Association, held no hearings and had no medical expertise on which to pass this judgment. And now children under five and immune-compromised adults are at even greater risk of exposure to the virus. Well, since the government won't watch out for us, it's up to us to protect ourselves. Infectious disease experts say that although one-way masking is less effective than two-way masking, it still is more effective than not wearing a mask at all. Just be sure that you use a high-quality mask, like an N95, KN95, or KF94. That's imperative, since those can better filter viral particles out of the air that you breathe. So Florida continues to be the butt of the nation's jokes. And that makes sense, as the idiot-in-chief here, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, continues to play the role of dictator. Adding to his list of recent authoritarian dictates, banning textbooks, anti-LGBTQ policies, vaccine denying, gerrymandering on steroids, propaganda spreading among them, and I could go on, DeSantis is now retaliating against Disney because the company dared to disagree with his hateful Don't Say Gay law, you know, the one that prohibits K-3 public school teachers from even acknowledging gender or sexual orientation in any way. Once Disney publicly disagreed and said they'd work to overturn that law, the Donald Trump wannabe got to work retaliating against them. So on Tuesday at a press conference, DeSantis said that he was directing the state legislature to consider abolishing the Reedy Creek Improvement District. That was created in 1967 and grants Disney the powers of a local government in the area around Disney World. And some say that they'll simply add this new request to the agenda. Great. Last month, DeSantis signaled his willingness to consider stripping Disney of special privileges after the company vowed to push for DeSantis's parental rights and education law, you know, the Don't Say Gay bill, to be repealed or struck down in court. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.